maybe we'll just offer a quick thought on the parsha, as has become the custom. Yesterday we spent a lot of time learning, thinking, crying, reading about the different gedolim, different kedoshim, different holy people who over the course of our Jewish history have given up their lives in the ultimate stage. Whether it be the kedoshim of Worms or the kedoshim we know about full well from the Holocaust so few years ago, whether it be the Jews in Spain, whoever it may be, we spent a lot of time reading and reflecting on those people who are moser nefesh. They give up their lives in the ultimate way. They were mekadesh shem shemayim in the biggest way possible to give up their lives for such an important task. So whenever we read stories, whenever we hear messages like this, so it's important to hear the lessons, reflect on the lessons, and take those lessons and apply them to our lives. Fortunately, we find ourselves in a scenario where, although it's less and less seemingly pashut, but we find ourselves in a scenario where Mesiras Nefesh is not on our doorstep every day. We don't have German soldiers knocking at our door. We don't have the Spanish Inquisition to worry about. We don't have Rotzkim riding down our backs here in America, maybe not like our brothers in Israel and in Europe. So when that's with that truth, so it becomes difficult. So how do we reflect on those messages? How do we ponder those goals and strive to be Moser Nefesh, to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim? How do we give of ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way we read about and learned about yesterday? So I might be dating myself here. I'm already married, so I can't be dating myself. But I might be dating myself in terms of the other meaning of that word. There was a popular song in the 1970s called Give a Little Bit. I don't know who's familiar with it. I don't know who's not. We're not going to mention the name of the band in the Beis Medrash. But there was a line in the song where the singer was saying to his friend, if you give a little bit of your life for me, I'll give a little bit of my life for you. So I always had a question on that song. Let's say a woman comes home to her husband and says, honey, I'm a little pregnant. So what does that mean? You can't be a little pregnant, right? That doesn't make any sense. So how could you give a little of your life? How could you give up some of yourself? How does that make sense? You'd be most or some of your nefesh? So I actually want to talk about that for the next couple of minutes. Try to answer that question. That's lasted me for about 40 years. The pasuk in this week's parsha in Kriyas Shema says, V'ahavtes Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol ma'odecha. You have to love Hashem with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your ma'od. All of your ma'od. So what does that mean? So the Gemara in Brachos says, "V'chol nafshecha" means afilu hu notal nafshecha. Even if he's taking your life, even if you have to sacrifice your life for a mitzvah, so you still have to give up your life and stay with the Torah, stay true to Hashem and His mitzvos. And the Gemara says, "What does ma'odecha mean? V'chol ma'odecha." So says the Gemara, "Ma'odecha means mamoncha, all of your money. You have to be willing to give up your life. To give up all your money to stay with the Torah, to stay with the mitzvos." Why do we need both of those drashos? So the Gemara in Sanhedrin answers that question. It says some people love their money more. Some people love their life more. So the question is always asked by everyone, what does that mean you love your money more? No one would give up their life over their money. Everyone values their life more than their money. That doesn't make any sense. So the obvious answer is like this. There are many stories in the Holocaust. There are many stories in other parts of Jewish history. You have a guy who, he wasn't so frum. He didn't put on tefillin in the morning. He didn't keep Shabbos. He didn't necessarily do a lot of mitzvahs. And yet when the German held the gun to his head, or when he was forced to kiss the cross, so he couldn't do it. He died with Shema on his lips. As much as he couldn't not cheat on taxes, as much as he couldn't not talk Lashon Hara, he had to give up his life. He had to say Shema in those last moments. He had this Ahava Mesuteres, as the Tanya calls it, some inner love, some deep-seated feelings for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that didn't come out on a daily basis, but they came out at the ultimate stage, at that ultimate moment when he was giving his life up for Hashem. The Chavetz Chaim says that when the Gemara says Me'odecha means Mamoncha, your money, it doesn't mean Me'odecha means money. Ma'odecha means whatever is important to you, whatever is valuable in your life, whatever you care about, you have to give that up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In most cases, that's money. The things that are important to us, unfortunately, sometimes it's money, it's the physical things. But whatever is more important to you, b'chol ma'odecha, you have to be willing to sacrifice that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to give that to the Ribono Shalom. So I wanted to suggest, Mesiras Nefesh, it doesn't mean giving up your life. Mesiras Nefesh does not mean dying. That's one key of Mesiras Nefesh. That's one idea, one mitzvah, one way of fulfilling that mitzvah. But the mitzvah Mesiras Nefesh means to be so obsessed with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be so committed to His Torah, to be so bound to His mitzvos, to be ba'ahavasa tishke tamen, to be so wrapped up in the Torah and mitzvos that nothing comes in the way. There is no impediment. Be it life, be it your money, be it your car, be it your time, whatever it may be, your moser nefesh, you give of yourself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it doesn't have to be that you give your whole life. It can be you give a little bit. Just a little bit, just a little bit of your life, just a small piece of you. We come off the train after a long day at work. It's tiring, it's hard, you're exhausted. Should you go to Maariv? Should you not go to Maariv? So it's hard. It's really difficult in that scenario. Mesiras Nefesh means Just make that extra effort. One uncomfortable thing. You don't have to be at gunpoint to be Moser Nefesh. Take yourself out of your comfort zone for 1 second, and that's V'ahavta Hashem b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'odecha. The Chidush HaYarim said b'chol nafshecha, the Gemara said afilu hu notals nafshecha. So the Chidush HaYarim said it doesn't mean that when you're dying. It means afilu hu notals nafshecha, even if Hashem has taken your nefesh, your ruchnias, you're not so excited. You don't feel so motivated. You don't feel so inspired. Even afilu hu notals nafshecha, even if you don't feel that nefesh, that ruchnias inside of you, even then V'ahavta Hashem elokecha. So just to take the message from yesterday, Mesiras nefesh doesn't just mean dying at the stake. It doesn't just mean giving up our life to the Germans. It means every day of our life, b'chol me'odecha, b'chol nafshecha, means give a little bit. Just take a little bit out of your life, sacrifice towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and step towards that goal of reaching Him and being Ohev Es Hashem. Okay.